This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. Eric Atkinson here. This week, we'll talk ornamental flower selection and maintenance. Some basic tips to go by there from Sedgwick County Extension Horticulture Agent Matthew McKernan. Matthew, you talked this subject up in one of the K-State Garden Hour webinars of late. As far as what's new in ornamental flowers, you keep pretty close tabs on that.
Yes, each year plant breeders from around the world introduce new varieties of annual flowers. There's new colors, new shapes, new sizes, disease tolerance. And so one of the things that we really like to look at our local Sedgwick County office is how do those varieties perform here in Kansas? Because they look great on the pictures online and on the websites and in the gardening magazines. But how do they really grow when it comes to the heats, the droughts, the winds, the insects, everything Kansas has to throw at them? We're actually testing new variety of annuals each year before they're available at garden centers and nurseries. So some of the new plants that are available for the first time this spring, we actually were able to test last year in our demonstration garden to see how they performed and whether or not they grew well.
What caught your attention as far as some of the promising new entries that homeowners and gardeners might be attracted to?
Yeah, one of my favorite annuals is always Lantana. It's super heat tolerant, super drought tolerant, and we were able to try some new varieties and new colors of Lantana. But one of the new plants that I have grown for the first time this past summer is called Calilophus. It's a variety of Texas primrose, and there was a variety called Ladybird Sunrise, or Sunglow, excuse me. And this plant is so cool because it has bright yellow flowers about 2 inches in diameter, and really narrow, thin leaves. So it has nice texture when it's not blooming and bright petunia-like flowers when it is blooming. It was very drought tolerant, very heat tolerant, and kind of just like a carpet of yellow flowers as we grew it all summer long.
And there are countless other possibilities, of course, and folks can pour through the resources from K-State to learn about those new varieties as well as the tried and true varieties. Maintenance tips for annual flowers. And of course, these are grown in all kinds of media, as a flower bed or as in hanging baskets and borders and what have you. But beyond watering, which we all should understand, what more need to be considered here?
Yeah, so to really be successful with annual flowers, you have to, one, start with the right annual plant that's going to do well right off the bat. And then we want to make sure that we have the right soil conditions and the right fertilization. Typically, most of our annual flowers bloom on new growth. So the more we fertilize them to a point, the more new growth they're going to put on and the more flowers they're going to produce. So typically with annual flowers, we want to fertilize them between once a month to twice a month, depending on kind of the soil that they're growing in and how often we're watering. We can fertilize as much as once per week, but no more than that, because too much fertilizer can also be damaging to our plants. And then what we're usually looking for in the fertilizer category is something that's a little bit higher in nitrogen. Most of our fertilizer packages have 3 numbers on the label. And so that first number in that series is typically our nitrogen. And so we're kind of looking for a 3-1-2 ratio where it's more nitrogen, a little bit of phosphorus, and about twice as much potassium. But really that nitrogen fertilizer is going to be what helps push some of that new growth and new flowering.
Sun versus shade, this gets back to plant selection and knowing where you want these to be growing, but you have to keep that well in mind.
Of course, there are going to be some annuals that prefer shade, some of them that prefer sun, and some that are going to be adaptable to both areas. And so in our trials, we're looking at both extremes, trying to be full sun and full heat and then full shade as well. Some of the really tough shade-loving plants are coleus and begonias. There's a lot of great varieties that can handle the shade. And some unusual plants that people may not have heard of, like hypoestus or polka dot plant, that, again, is a great color to add to the shade, but really going to be very tolerant of heavy shade conditions.
Again, there's a wealth of information on ornamental flower selection through K-State Research and Extension channels. Matthew, many thanks for the input.
Thanks for having me today.
Sedgwick County Extension Horticulture Agent Matthew McKernan on this Plantarama, produced by K-State Research and Extension over the K-State Radio Network.